all of our earthly technologies put together would not be able to produce enough energy, primary energy, that we're going to need in 50 years. And so I started looking for other means to get energy.
Are you convinced, Chip, that going to space in a big way, utilizing the moon and satellites for energy, is our only hope? Is that what it comes down to?
According to this, these scientists, you know, we can ameliorate things. Everything that we're talking about doing will help to some extent. The big problem is right now we have about, depending on who's counting, 6 billion people on Earth. They're projecting 10 billion by 2050.
Right.
Right now we're using 12 terawatts of power a year. They're projecting that we'll need 30. Now, the problem is, you know, in our developed nations...
Wow, let's actually consider that for just a moment.
Sure.
We're using, you say, 30 terawatts of energy. This is a worldwide figure.
Yeah, 12 right now.
12 right now.
12 terawatts.
12 terawatts, and in 50 years we're going to need, did you say 30?
30. That's the projection. And that's because...
of people, more people.
More, not only more people, but more people wanting to have our lifestyle.
Which is rampant around the world right now.
Right.
China may be leading the world in a race toward trying to get what we have.
Well, let me just give you one statistic. Is our cars are, we're adding our cars at 1% to 2% a year.
Mm-hmm.
China's adding at 85%.
Oh, my God.
So they are, China and India... and a lot of Asia, Vietnam, et cetera, everybody's, you know, trying to change over from bicycles and rickshaws and things to
yes.
private cars.
Yes.
And you can imagine what that's going to do.
I can. And on a scale, people have to understand the scale, for example, in China is so gigantic that there's no comparison to be made in the U.S. I mean, they're so big with so many people
right.
that if they really do achieve everything that we have, maybe that 30 forecast is accurate or even low, and we don't have that much energy, period.
Right, and that is the problem. So, you know, we can get cleaner cars, we can put windmills in, we can put more photovoltaics all over the desert and so forth, but we're not going to catch up with the tremendous new demand in energy and in primary energy. So we're going to have to get it from somewhere. If we get it from fossil fuels, and if we just go completely ape and burn everything we can, we won't be able to breathe. I mean, you know, kids are getting asthma now.
Yes.
The coal is putting mercury into the atmosphere. We can't eat tuna fish. We can't eat any of the large predators of the sea.
I'll tell you a story, Chip. I was in Bangkok, and when I was in Bangkok, the air was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
That it actually hurt to breathe it into your lungs. And that impression was backed up by the fact that about 40% of the traffic police in Bangkok had lung disease.
Right, right.
Well, so, you know, in other parts of the world, this is very, very, very serious and getting worse at a rate that what you're saying is we're not going to be able to keep up with it. We're going to have energy from elsewhere. Just
right.
before we move there, Chip, mm-hmm. what about oil? I mean, there's great arguments that go on about how much is left, whether we're at peak oil, getting as much as we're ever going to get right now, whether it's downhill from here. What's your take on that?
My take on that is it's taken 4.5 billion years for us to get the oil that we have, and we've used more than, or nearly half, probably more than half, since the Industrial Revolution, so in less than 200 years. Whether you argue it's going to end next Tuesday or 20 years from now, it's not really relevant. It's going to end. It takes an extremely long time to build up oil reserves. And as we use them, you know, every mile that you drive in your car on oil today is a mile nobody else will ever drive.
Hmm.
There just is no more. It's a finite resource. Nobody knows how much is really there. The Saudis... You know, you cannot trust what they say because they project different things for different political reasons.
Yes.
people have described the Earth as a pincushion, and that we've drilled in every possible place. We've gotten all the low-hanging fruit. We're resorting to exotic technologies to get the rest of the oil out, and so forth. And no matter whether, you know, it's not like we turn off the tap tomorrow. It's as it goes on a downward slope, it gets more and more expensive, which has all kinds of ramifications. For instance, you know, everybody thinks that, well, if we won't be able to drive as much. Well, just as an experiment, look around the room where you're sitting right now and look at everything. See if you can find anything that was made totally with human muscle power or animal muscle power.
I'm a very bad case, Chip, and the answer is clearly no. Everything I have around me, and I have a lot in the way of electronics, is all silicone and metal and plastics,
right,
and every form of everything you can imagine that was originally petroleum for the most part.
Right, and you're not alone. I mean, the only thing, if you had a mirror, you would see yourself. That's the only thing made with total muscle power. However, since we are what we eat, everything we eat has to be grown, transported, distributed, cooked, refrigerated. All that takes power. That's what I mean when I say here in the West, here in the developed countries, we use up 25% of the world's power.
You know, Chip,
30%.
I really think, Chip, that we come from a generation that still has the mentality that it'll just keep coming. I mean, it's always been that way, and it's pretty tough to adjust to the concept that there really could be an end to all of this. It's very hard to adjust to that concept.
Yeah, you know, nobody wants to adjust to the concept. You know, somebody said the other night that people won't do anything unless there's a crisis. You know, if we look at a long-term development, nobody gets that excited about it until it's, you know, sneaks up on us.
Mm-hmm.
When I started shooting this, which was a year or so ago, a little more than a year, oil was at $28 a barrel. And now it's at, you know, what it is. So, you know, this is how fast things are changing. Now we're getting used to oil at $70 a barrel or around there. Now, if you told somebody 5 years ago that would happen, they'd look at you like you're crazy.
Uh-huh.
But this is the trend. And if you look at the slope of how many, you know, another 4 billion people on the planet. Most people on the planet go to sleep hungry. There's 2 billion people or more on the planet that aren't on any kind of electricity grid. In other words, they don't have power,
mm-hmm.
So they don't have an infrastructure. When you look at energy, energy is wealth. With energy, you can do anything. Without energy, you can do very little, except go to sleep at night when the sun goes down.
You're quite right. It means everything.
So when, you know, we cannot stop people from wanting to have our lifestyle, we don't want to give up our lifestyle. So if you look at the Earth as a closed system, it seems logical that you have to go outside that system to find energy.